Welcome. We're glad that you have all been able to join with us this morning. Come, beckons the Good Shepherd to his flock. I am the gateway to new life. Come for refreshment, for comfort, for healing, for peace of soul. Come and I will make you whole. And we're going to sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. So often, Father, we are appreciative and thankful only for those things we consider extraordinary. We overlook so much of your world's simple beauty. We overlook the sweetness of the birds and their songs. We overlook the wonder of the seasons. We overlook the passion of autumn, the majesty of winter, the freshness of spring and the fruitfulness of summer. We overlook the heartwarming joy in a child's laughter. We overlook the wonder of the sea, the sand, the wind, the planets, the stars. Father, we have overlooked so much for which we must be thankful. We ask forgiveness for our short-sightedness and pray that we may become more fully sensitized to the wonder and glory of creation. Amen. We're now going to sing again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our reading this morning is from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, and Janet is going to read for us. So let me just enable her to read.
The parable of the shepherd. Jesus said, "I am telling you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who goes in through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought them out, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will not follow someone else. Instead, they will run away from such a person, because they do not know his voice." Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he meant. So Jesus said again, "I am telling you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever comes in by me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life, life in all its fullness."
Thank you, Janet. And Martin is now going to lead us in our prayers of intercession.
Thanks, Adrian. Let us pray. God, our Father, who remains close whilst we remain isolated in lockdown and socially distancing, we worship you and thank you for your faithfulness, for your everlasting love, and for the blessings which you bestow upon us. This morning, we bring before you all those who are suffering from COVID-19. Strengthen them in their fight, reduce their suffering, and calm their fears. And we think particularly this morning of Flora Robbins' sister, who is suspected of suffering with COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for the frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors. We pray for the porters, the cleaners, the shop workers, the carers, the teachers, the lorry drivers, all those who are doing their best to keep this country running smoothly. Keep them safe, Lord. Keep them strong as they serve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for the leaders and the politicians who have very difficult decisions to make. We ask that you guide and give wisdom, to strengthen and to give resolve, and we ask that they be bold and strong as they lead us through these unprecedented times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And finally, Lord, we pray for the members and attendees of our church, for our families, for our neighbours, for our colleagues, for our friends. We ask for patience in our continued lockdown. We pray for relationships to be formed and strengthened. And we ask that you would give your children, that we would grow closer to one another and to the wider community, and also to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Father, as we come before your throne to request these things of you, we pray together the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
We now come to sing a hymn based on Psalm 23, a well-known psalm, but also relevant to the reading that we had today about the Good Shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead. He guides my ways in righteousness, and He anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on His pure delights, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me. I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the evil one, for you are with me and your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know. And I will trust
Paul is now going to bring us the message today.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you all again. It's quite scary actually when you're on Zoom, because you don't really, sometimes it's very difficult to buy the sort of thumbnail pictures to try and recognise people. And to be honest, I'm pretty useless when it comes to recognising people, particularly when Sandra and I go out into the street and for our walk or we go shopping. Very often Sandra will go up to people and start talking to them. And we'll have a conversation probably for about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll go away and I'll turn to Sandra and say, well, who was that then? And I very often, you know, haven't a clue I'm talking to. And I'm getting quite worried, actually, because, you know, if we all have to end up wearing face masks, then I won't recognise anybody at all. I want to think today about this idea of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And I want to think particularly of later on from the one that Janet read earlier, where Jesus describes himself as, I am the Good Shepherd. And he says, I know my sheep. Now, it often amazes me when the sheep, hopefully you've got some sheep on the screen there, and when I look at them, I couldn't tell you which sheep is which. Someone I know who does keep sheep says, well, you do actually, after you are with them for some time, get to recognise different sheep by their characteristics and what have you. But I have to say, they all look exactly the same to me. So Jesus said, and he describes himself as, I am the Good Shepherd. Now, it's interesting, actually, because in John's Gospel, there are seven I ams, and the word I am is the same word that God used when he spoke to Moses in the wilderness. And he said, I am that I am. So these words of Jesus, really, are a reflection of what God actually says. And these are words, then, from God, aren't they? From God, Jesus as God. And it reminds us, and he says, I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep. And it's amazing, really, isn't it, that God knows each one of us, that he knows everything there is to about us. He knows every hair on our head, and we're like grains of sand, aren't we, in the desert. He knows our habits, our personality, everything that we do, what we're thinking, what we're going through, our problems, our trials and tribulations, every aspect of our lives. And I think we just need, particularly at this time, to hold on to that fact that, you know, God knows what's going on, doesn't he? God knows where all this is leading. He knows what's going to happen next, how it's all going to pan out at the end of the day. And we just need to trust in him, that God has all the answers, that he knows what he's doing, that God is in this, and he knows us. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep. I know you. I know what you're going through. I'm sympathizing with your predicament at the moment. The second part of this verse, Jesus says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Now, unlike modern day shepherds, they tend to have sheepdogs, and they tend to go behind the sheep and to use the sheepdog to herd up the sheep and to tell them where to go and get them to move on from one part of the field to another. But in Jesus' day, the shepherd actually walked ahead of the sheep, and as far as we know, didn't have any sheepdogs or anything. And it was the shepherd's voice that directed the sheep, and the sheep would recognize the shepherd's voice and be directed as to know where to go. Now, I don't know about you, I don't know very much about sheep and the habits of sheep. And so I did a bit of research the other day, and apparently sheep have very good peripheral vision. In other words, they can see very clearly what's on either side of them, and they're very good at seeing what's behind them. But their vision in front of them, their immediate vision, is actually quite poor. So they need to rely on their other sense, that is their sense of hearing, which is supposed to be really good, to direct them as to know where they have to go. There was some research done some years ago about hearing and listening, and they reckon that we spend about 45% of our time listening, we spend about 30% of our time talking, about 60% of our time reading, and about 9% of our time writing. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because at school, we taught to read and write, which makes up about 25% of our sensory stuff as well. And I don't know about you, generally, we're not very good at listening. Well, at least that's what Sandra tells me. And I don't think either we're particularly good at listening to God either, are we? Another question today is, you know, are we good at listening to Jesus, the shepherd's voice? And also, are we able to distinguish it from all the other voices that we hear around on a daily basis? I must admit, I get very confused by all the various different news reports and things that are going on about coronavirus at the moment. You know, every day there seems to be a new expert that pops up with this theory or that opinion about this, that, and the other. You know, whether it's about face masks, about a lockdown, about sort of travel advice, you know, about whether we should inject ourselves with disinfectant or not. I'll leave you to think about that last one. But, you know, there's a lot of confusing, isn't it? But Jesus is saying here, he says, listen to me, listen to the shepherd's voice, not to the hired hand, not to the one who thinks they're a self-confessed expert and someone who's got all the answers. You know, Jesus is reminding us here that he is the one with all the answers. He's the one that we need to listen to. Now, when I look at a lot of sheep, as far as I can see, they don't seem to do a lot, do they? All they seem to do is to stand around in a field, eating the grass, and then sort of moving around a bit. But I want just to present that perhaps as a thing of a sheep in a field at the moment. Just think of our situation at the moment. You know, we're like sheep in a field, aren't we? I saw a car the other day about a load of sheep standing in a field, and the caption was, you know, when are we going to end all this social distancing? And, you know, we've got a lot of time on our hands, haven't we? A lot of time where we can think and reflect. Maybe now is the time to perhaps use this opportunity that God has given us just to reflect upon our life, spend a bit more time listening to God, hearing through his word, through talking to other people, or just spending some time maybe in prayer. Perhaps look at the book of the Bible that we've not looked at before. Our minister suggesting that we were looking at the book of the prophet Habakkuk the other week, and we've been revisiting that. And it's been quite interesting to look at some of the things that the Habakkuk says and some of the things that are relevant to our time. You know, God uses times of listening to develop and to build us up, both individually and as a church. I know if somebody had said to me 12 months ago, we'd be having a service here on a Sunday morning via Zoom, I would never have. I thought, you must be joking. But, you know, God has used the circumstances, hasn't he, today, to enable us to do what we can. Because the shepherd in Jesus' time was responsible for ensuring that the sheep were moved on to the green pastures, to the places where the lush grass was. And we need to listen to Jesus to enable ourselves to move on to those places where God wants us to be. You know, God's promised us, haven't we, isn't he? It's if we listen to his voice, he'll look after us and make sure that we do the right thing. So I just want to share with you that verse that Adrian's put up on the screen now. And Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." So let's just put our trust in Jesus, the shepherd, you know, and rely on him fully for everything, particularly in these coming days. Amen.
We're now going to prepare for communion by singing a communion hymn or listening to a communion hymn being sung. Let us break bread together on our knees. Now going to take us and conduct our virtual communion service.
Thank you, Adrian. I often wonder, actually, whether they ought to rename that last song, "We Should Break Bread Together on Our Sofa," because that's exactly what we're all doing there. Very often we've been talking about virtual communion, but to be honest, I don't think there's anything virtual about what we're going to do in a moment. It's it's going to be as real an experience, real a ceremony, real a sacrament as we would do if we were gathered together in Kingsthorpe Baptist Church. You know, God is very much present here with us in our living rooms and in our various situations, and you know, he wants to join with us and to draw us to himself as we celebrate communion together this morning. I want to share with you some of those famous words that Paul shared with the early Christians when he was instructing them about the the Lord's Supper. And this is what Paul said. He says this, he says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink, do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" I'm going to ask Catherine now, who's going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving for the bread and for the wine.
Let us pray. Lord, as we gather in this virtual community, let us think quietly about why we're here. You died for us. Accept our thanks and our praise. You are here, wherever we are. Give us faith to know your presence. We believe you are coming again. May this hope bring light to a darkening world. Thank you, God, for loving us enough to give your only Son for us. In happiness today, we praise you because we share that love. We continue to thank you, God, for Jesus, who was crucified because of our sins. He carried our guilt so that you might accept us in your holy presence. We are assured that Jesus will come back to receive us into glory. In this communion today, we confess Jesus again as our Saviour, and we commit ourselves to you in him more firmly. Thank you for this bread and wine, or whatever we are using today, to symbolise Christ's presence, which we visualise in it. Thank you for the forgiveness that is ours through our faith in Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who brings God's love alive within us. Thank you that we can be secure in him forever. Lord, please be with those who are not able to be among us today, and be with all of us in the coming week as we continue with our lives as they are now. And we pray that your love and guidance may come shining through from within us. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
So Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." I invite you now, if you've got somebody with you, to serve them the bread, or if you're on your own, just to eat of it quietly, individually. After supper, Jesus took a cup of wine and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you. Drink this in remembrance of me." So I invite you now to all, if you've got to take your cup and to drink together the blood of Christ shed for us. just spend a moment or two in just silent prayer, just remembering that God sent Jesus to die upon the cross for our sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for sending Jesus to sacrifice himself upon the cross for our sins. And we thank you, Lord, that he instituted this meal where we can just remember what he did for us. We pray, Lord, that you might fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit to build us up. And as we go out, Lord, about our daily work, even though perhaps we're more restricted than we would normally be, you might give us, Lord, the power of your Holy Spirit to do the things, Lord, where you want us to be, in the way that you want us to do them, Lord, so that we may bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 We're now going to have our final hymn. Come, let us join our cheerful songs with angels around the throne. Follow the Good Shepherd then, answer his call, walk in his tracks, obey his commands, follow him hopefully, joyfully. And now let us say the grace together. The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
Now, Lois has an announcement for us.
Well, it's the winner of the quiz. We have 13 successful quiz sheets returned. So it's a case of drawing one from the hat. So Paul's going to do that now. And we'll see who's going to get the box of chocolates. So it's Bella Dean.
Yay!
Bella. And the box of chocolates will be delivered to her shortly. So well done, Bella. And thank you very much.
Thank you. I would remind everybody that we have morning prayers on Monday, Wednesday and Friday this coming week at 11 a.m. using the same Zoom meeting credentials that we use today. Now, on our service today, I hope I get it right. We've had Carol and Julie, Val. Somebody who's come in as Xperia XZ1, whoever they may be, Diane, Donald, Graham, Jan, Janet and Bob, Linda, Mark, Martin and Ruth, Mary, Paul and Sandra, Stephanie and myself, Steve, Dawn, Sue Edwards. Have I missed anybody? If I have, Graham and Donald.
Diane.
The names all jump about on the list as we're saying them, so it's Catherine. So if I've missed anybody, my apologies. But as we finish today,
let us say
greetings to everybody, and let's not worry about all the voices speaking over each other. Let's just express our fellowship together. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adrian.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a good week, everybody. Bye.
Where's the cup of tea?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye.